on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome. So today we're going to speak about patience.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Friday, is the 9th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, and 11th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 31st of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the Holy Quran. This is verse 83, and this is chapter Yusuf. Please listen to it, then we talk more.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إنه هو العليم الحكيم.
Jacob said, "Rather, your souls have enticed you to something, so patience is most fitting. Perhaps Allah will bring them to me all together. Indeed, it is He who is the knowing, the wise."
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. ما لنا
رب سوى. Maintaining patience is a practice prevalent among the men of Allah, and a good patience in a believer is the kind that one surrenders oneself to Allah without complaining about His will. One must never despair of Allah's omnipotence. Solving old and new problems are both alike once the issue in question is Allah's will. Allah is able to bring together in one place yesterday's Yusuf and today's brother after many years. Now, what is patience? What is sabr? Patience, or in Arabic term sabr, is a core characteristic to the ethos of Islam, a concept that is constantly repeated in the Holy Quran. Ramadan is a month where we are put to the test. Ramadan is a month where we are able to practice patience at a much higher level. Patience is to endure any hardship, difficulty, and trial in a way that pleases Allah. It is to bear any circumstance, knowing that it is the divine decree of Allah for things to be as they are, and only Allah can elevate us from those difficulties. It is to expect reward from no one other than Allah for having beared the difficulties with patience. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran in several verses about practicing patience. One of them is in chapter 2, verse 153, "O believers, seek comfort in patience and prayer. Allah is truly with those who are patient."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We want to talk about the relationship between patience and the holy month of Ramadan. In some of the commentary and tafsir books, it has been said that patience is the same fasting. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. When it has been translated and interpreted, it has been said that salat is quite clear, that is prayers, that the prayers that we have and we perform on a regular basis. But sab means fasting, that is get closer, and that means that get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for His help through prayers and through fasting. What we would consider extremely difficult to do outside of Ramadan becomes easy in this holy month. Fasting, recommended prayers or nawafil, increasing in giving charity and getting more connected with Al-Quran. The relationship between patience and Ramadan is also strongly related. The best way to build patience is to fast. This is why Ramadan is your patience training program. So let's see what is sabr. Patience or sabr is a core characteristic to the ethos of Islam, a concept that is consistently repeated in the Holy Quran. Ramadan is the month where we put to the test, where we are put to the test. Ramadan is the month where we are able to practice patience at a much higher level. Patience is to endure any hardship, difficulty, and trial in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. It is to bear any circumstance, knowing that it is the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things to be as they are. And only Allah can elevate us from those difficulties. It is to expect reward from no one other than Allah for having bared the difficulties with patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran in several verses about practicing patience. O believers, seek comfort in patience and prayers. Allah is truly with those who are patient. This is chapter 2, verse 153. In chapter 70, verse 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so endure this denial, O Prophet, with beautiful patience. Again in another chapter, chapter 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my dear son, establish prayer, encourage what is good and forbid what is evil, and endure patiently whatever befalls you. Surely this is a resolve to aspire to. And the last verse that I want to thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening to this show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
And of course, this month, the holy month of Ramadan, is the best month to practice patience. While we are fasting during the blessed days of Ramadan, it comes as a time of training for Muslims. We spend our days without eating, without drinking, and avoiding all such activities that might become a reason for Allah's displeasure. We control ourselves from committing impermissible acts, spend our nights in worship, and give charity to the less fortunate members of society. All these activities help us practice self-control, modesty, and compassion so that we reflect back and self-assess our inner conscience. This entire struggle of performing tasks during the month of Ramadan is the best way rewards attaining the Almighty's favor. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله. Today's special on the month of Ramadan you're listening to. Ramadan is the month of patience. In Ramadan, we go through a good training of patience. We experience high ethics in our own worlds. We accustom our stomach to patience by not eating anything though we are hungry, by not drinking even a sip of water, though our throat dries out of thirst. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, the fast of Ramadan, which is the month of patience, and the fast of 3 days of each month, clean all evils in the heart. As is stated in the hadith, another name for Ramadan is the month of patience. In another hadith, the Prophet says, fasting is the half of patience. And he thus highlights the importance of patience in fasting. ¶¶
One of the beautiful concepts that the Holy Quran promotes is the concept of patience. The patient ones have a very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Holy Quran grants an infinite, unlimited reward to the patient ones. The deeds that we offer, they have a value. They have a price tag when it comes to the reward that we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for patience. The reward for patience is infinite. The Holy Quran states, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The patient ones will be given their reward without any count. Infinitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. And we find in other parts of the Quran how the patient ones interact in times of tragedy, how they react in times of difficulty. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah speaks about the trials of this dunya. Allah tries us with the loss of lives, with a reduction in food, a financial crisis, other types of crises. During those crises, what does the patient one do? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, we belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. I recognize that the Almighty God is the one who is trying me, and therefore I find patience in that. The Holy Quran states, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. These patient ones will receive special salawat, blessings, prayers from Allah, وَرَحْمَةٌ, and an additional mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And they are the guided ones.
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you this Ramadan. You are gifted with blessings of Allah and many treasures, moments of joy. Ramadan Mubarak, and keep us in your dua and supplication. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is some food for thought in this blessed month of Ramadan. Once Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, heard a woman who was fasting swear at a maidservant. He ordered food to be brought and told her to eat. She said, I am fasting, O Messenger of Allah. He said, what kind of a fast is it when you swear at your servant? Fasting is not just refraining from food and drink. Indeed, God Almighty has made the fast a restraint from all ugly conduct and evil speech, which break and invalidate the fast. How few are those who really keep their fast? And how many are those who just remain hungry? Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about fasting. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very important month spiritually, and it is the only month in which we have been obliged to fast. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: O ye who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-wary. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following regarding fasting: No sooner does a fasting person come upon a group of people eating, no sooner does a fasting person come upon a group of people eating, than his limbs glorify Allah on his behalf. Right, so you're fasting. We'll say that this happens a lot, especially for us living in the West. You know, we're fasting, and you know, we go to school, everybody's eating around us, you know, or we're at work, everybody's eating, but we're fasting. You know, in this situation, what happens? We might not be aware of this, but our limbs glorify Allah on our behalf. You know, we might not have the energy to glorify Allah. We might be embarrassed to do so in front of these, our coworkers or our, you know, fellow students, but our limbs do this for us. What else happens? The angels invoke blessings on him. The angels send blessings down upon us. You know, we're going, making this effort and, you know, this struggle to fast, you know, while other people around us are not. You know, Allah sends the angels, and these angels send their blessings upon us. And this invocation of theirs is counted as seeking forgiveness on his behalf. We might not have time to do so. You know, a lot of us have to go to work. A lot of us are at school. You know, we don't really have time to really perform, as much ibadat and acts of worship as we would have wanted. Yeah? The Prophet says that, no problem. Allah, you know, he allows these beings to do this on our behalf. And, you know, we get the reward for it. This is kind of a interesting hadith. It might even be objectionable philosophically, because, you know, philosophically we could say that, you know, how is it possible for the deed, somebody to do a deed and for its reward to be given to somebody else? You know, the the criterion of the acquisition of reward is that the person perform it through his own free will. This is something that could be discussed, in its own proper place. Perhaps the answer to this question is that this is like one of those cases where this person, his actions lead to another person, another being, like, for example, his limbs or these angels, doing these good deeds for him. So he gets also the reward that, they are getting, something like that. Perhaps this is an answer to this, a resolution to this problem. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of fasting and how our limbs glorify Allah on our behalf and the angels invoke blessings upon us in the holy month of Ramadan when we fast, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So, Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein, as you know, today we will talk about Ayah 47 and 48 of Surah Ali Imran on page 56. Okay, so brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, please turn to page 56, Ayah 47 and 48 of Surah Ali Imran, inshallah. So, everybody, if you're ready, let's once listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll come back. All right? Let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qalat Rabbi anna yakunu li waladun wa lam yamsasni bashar. Qala kadhalika Allahu yakhluqu ma yasha. إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل.
Nice recitation, Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed. Thanks for to our brothers for playing this nice recitation. Now I will recite and make sure you brothers repeat. Our brothers and sisters who are listening to our IRIB English Radio right now to us, okay? Then inshallah we'll practice as well. Ready?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل صدق الله العلي العظيم صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله المعري بلسي إن شاء الله قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ Huh? In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty sent the angels. The angels give the news to Lady Maryam, Lady Mary, that Allah Almighty, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنْهُ مِنْهُ اسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ
مَرْيَمْ
Right?
Yes.
Give the news of blessing Lady Maryam with a child. Named Isa. Isa ibn
Maryam.
While Lady Maryam was not married. Ever. Right? And she was a purified lady. Yes? She was a chaste. Yeah. Right? So. She says, قَالَتْ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدْ How can I have a baby? How can I have a child? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ Seeing that no human has ever touched me. I've never got married and no one has ever touched me. How can it happen? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ This is how Allah Almighty creates human beings. I told you in the previous sessions that in one of the verses of the Quran, I forgot exactly what ayah and what surah, but I remember the message was this way. That for some of you, if we want, we give a son. For some of you, if we want, we give you a daughter. For some of you, if we want, we don't give you any of them. This is the way Allah Almighty does, okay? And Allah Almighty says, إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا When He decides on a matter, on something, okay? He just says to it, be. And it is. كُنْ فَيَكُنْ Be. Exist. And it is existed. Okay, so when Allah Almighty does this, but yeah, of course, Allah Almighty uses some means also. It does not mean that Allah Almighty is not powerful. Yeah, he is in need. No, he is ghani, نحن الفقراء. Okay, الله هو الغني الحميد. Guys, in terms of the creation, the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, there are a lot of things to talk about, and. Also, it needs somebody should be professional at this. He should have a lot of research to talk about to the people. And also, we don't have much time. We don't have that knowledge. Inshallah, I ask you to refer to the Tafasir book. Okay? To learn more to the Ahadith, inshallah. We don't have much time. We will quickly go to the Tajweed rules. All right? Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
So, I will mention the important Tajweed rules, inshallah. And then we will finish our class. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابِ And he will teach him the book and wisdom وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْتَوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ And the Torah and the Evangel or Injil. the Bible.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, قالت ربي أن يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر. قا has a heavy sound. أن has a light sound. يكون لي ولد. أن نون مشدد. A nasal sound you should produce. حسن. حسين. Okay.
Okay.
أن يكون لي ولد. Walad, dal has a tanween, and after tanween you have the letter waw. What should you do? Idgham, merge them together. Anna yakunu li waladu du. Idgham with gunna or without? With nasal sound or without?
With gunna.
With gunna. Walam yamsasni bashar. If you stop here, tanween changes to sukun. Bashar. Sila tells you you can stop here, but Ali Nasir, there is another thing as well. You can stop here, but...
It's better to continue.
It's better to...
Continue.
Continue. There is another option, like a sign of stopping, that which is just opposite to this.
Yeah.
From one side, it's the same. From one side, it's different.
Yeah.
When it's the same and permission and to stop.
Stopping, yeah.
That is qila, right? Qila and salah. They both say what? You can stop. But salah tells you, Hassan?
You can continue.
You can continue. It's better to continue or it's better to stop?
It's better to continue.
Yeah, salah. Hussein, qila tells you it's better to?
Stop.
Stop, but they both say you can stop. They are good.
So better to stop.
Better to stop, better to continue. That's the difference. So, brothers, قَالَ كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ, right? I think we recited كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ, right? That was a mistake. So, كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ, it's, I didn't pay attention to this. It's a female, Lady Maryam, yes? كَذَلِكِ. So, this is, we call it demonstrative pronouns. Demonstrative pronouns. So, for females, for males, they are different in Arabic. كَ is for male, كِ is for female. كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ. So if it is ki, so Allah, the word Allah, the lam in the word Allah will be pronounced lightly. كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ. Right? يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Alright?
Yes.
So make sure if we recited كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ, that was a mistake. Sorry. You recited correctly. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. So the mad is wajib, right?
Yes.
Yes. إِذَا قَضَى. Qadad is important. It has a heavy sound. Also, the pronunciation is much difficult, but you practice it, it becomes easy. Amran, tanween plus fa. Amran.
Oh,
ikhfa. Ikhfa, hide the sound of noon. Amran, fa innama yaqulu lahu kun fayakun. Again, ikhfa.
Ikhfa.
وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. إِنْجِيلَ إِخْفَاء. That's all. There is not any important or difficult tajweed rule. Once again, we'll repeat these two verses. Just brothers and sisters, listen carefully and repeat after us. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Now that you know the tajweed rules in these two verses, pay more attention, inshallah. قالت ربي أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر.
قالت رب أنى يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون
إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون
ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل
ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل
إنجيل أحسن إخباري صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for listening to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser for being with us in this session. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us for the coming sessions, inshallah, okay? In the coming days. Tomorrow at the same time, don't forget to include us in your du'as in the holy month of Ramadan. Everything good you do has a lot of thawab and will be doubled. Okay, even if you're tired, sleep. You'll get thawab, inshallah, okay? Double thawab. So, Allah Almighty bless you all, inshallah. We'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network for cooperations. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
This is Back to Reality.
Back to Reality. It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us in a new episode of The House of Truth, Back to Reality. Well, I am Asma. I have the privilege to be your host. And here with me, I have Brother Hassanain from India and Sister Zainab from India as well. Well, I'm so happy to have you here both. Would you please introduce yourself very much briefly?
Assalamu alaikum. I am Zainab Askari from Indian Administrated Kashmir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum, sisters. And salaam alaikum, everyone listening to the IRIB English Radio. I'm Hassanain from India.
So, welcome, both of you. So, as we studied literature, we have been through too much of this concept that each character has got more than what you just see or just read in these pages of the book. Like when you are going to analyze a character, you have to dig deeper and get into the utmost reality of that person, which is when they are sharing some soliloquies, that is some self, that is some word you are saying to your own self. Those moments are exactly the moments when you're showing your own true self to your own self, because we usually do not show our reality to others. It is something hidden inside of us, and in some special occasions, even we can see it ourselves. And not many people even can get into that point because they're not very much honest with themselves. Now, in reality, every single one of us has got three dimensions, three, let's say, masks on their face. One is with myself, one is with others, and the other one is...
with a friend.
Yeah, with a friend. What do you think?
I agree. We do have masks.
Of course.
And there's a face we show to the world. There's a face we show to our family, friends. And there's a face we show to ourselves. We actually are. The face that we don't show to anyone is the real form of us.
Yeah.
With ourselves is the most real one.
Yeah.
Then with our friends, then with the
half
people.
Real, and then with people not real at all. Right? Is it called pretending? The face that we show to our friends and to the other people.
Of course we are pretending.
Why do we have to pretend?
Because we don't want others to know our real colors. We don't want to lose them, maybe, as we read in the Dua Kamal as well, like, oh Allah, forgive me for the sins that only you know. Forgive me for the sins. Like, you have not revealed what you know about me, because if you reveal that and then, I don't know.
Nobody would look at me.
That dignity will be gone all, and it's your... you know, mercy on me that you know all about me. So there should be that one true face should be with Allah. But sometimes there are even people who are not real with even Allah. Because I've known people actually in their childhood. Now I don't know how they are. For example, they recite prayers when their friends are around, when the family is around. And if someone would have asked, did you offer the Zuhr prayers? Like, and they would say, yeah, I did. But they never did. So here they are being, I don't know.
This is called hypocrisy.
Yeah. So they're being, as if playing with Allah as well, showing him another kind of face. But I think at least even if you have dual faces or dual personalities or multiple personalities, with your Allah should be true at least.
Yeah, so brother...
you know, as you were talking about pretending.
Yeah.
It's, you can call it pretending, but it's not always pretending.
So what is it?
Sometimes it's your requirement. What you require for the... specific moment or specific situation, because you know you cannot be same with random people, with strangers, as you're with your friends.
Yeah,
it's what's the requirement of the time.
So you mean that sometimes it's logic,
sometimes you know I cannot behave in the same way as I with a stranger as I behave with my friends.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, I'm more comfortable with my friends.
Yeah,
I'm more comfortable when I'm around my family. Then you know, I won't be the same guy in my friend circle and in random, you know, in a random group of people.
With strangers.
Yeah, so I might be introvert when I'm outside. I might be extrovert when I'm with my friends.
Exactly.
So it's sometimes what is required.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always pretending. It might be sometimes.
I agree. Yeah, it's totally
true. I don't
know
the principle.
So right now that we have come to an agreement, let's go for a break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. This is still Back to Reality. And we're talking about people, human beings as in general, having different faces and different masks or whatever you just call it. Again, in literature, we have another concept that is called decorum. That is, content and form should come together. Just like what brother said, like when I am with a bunch of people who are strangers, I am going to act accordingly. As someone with shields, I'm protecting myself actually from them. And I guess this is wise. This is being wise like pretending to be, not pretending, actually comporting yourself with a situation.
Yeah.
You come to act according to where you are. Of course, when I'm with my friends, I'm not going to be that way with the strangers. Or the way I am with my family, I'm not going to be that way with my, for example, and with the people who have come into my life very much recently or newly, or things like that. Now, the question is, which one should we trust more? A real one or the one we create to show other people?
Obviously, the one we are.
Mm-hmm. The real one is a real you.
Because the one that you do not show to others is a real you.
No, because sometimes I come to the point that I believe that. That is me. You know what I mean? We have seen it many times around us, that there are people, just as you said, those hypocrite people who do things in front of other people and then they get much of, you know, appreciation from people around them so that they come to the point where they themselves even come to believe that, okay, I am that good of a person, not the real one I show it to myself.
Yeah, when we were talking about pretending, like, you know, first we say, you know, pretending can be according to the need of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we act accordingly. But sometimes it's also hypocrisy.
Yeah.
You know, you showcase yourself in front of people to be a religious person, a pious person.
Yeah.
Well, indeed, actually, you're not. You sin a lot. But when you come in front of people, you show that you're a great...
Or maybe even a kind person. There are many women out there. If you look at them, you feel, oh my God, how kind she is. But if you dig
deeper... Yeah, you're something outside and something else inside.
A monster comes out.
Yeah, so
they're plotting all the time.
When you're alone, that's the real yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes it also happens, you know, when you're alone, you don't just open up yourself. You know, the real self, you know, your family or your friends, you know, the potential you have in yourself. The family brings that out in you, your real self.
Exactly.
When you don't, this happens when you don't believe in yourself.
And sometimes it's not always, for example, it's not always like you have been showing good attitude, good things to others that they feel of you. Sometimes you even show the negative of you to others, but you actually are not.
Exactly,
For example,
that happens as well.
Importance of saying no is something that we should be really discussing and we should be...
Working on that, really, yes.
Exactly. Sometimes, as a girl, I remember, as a girl, we are not... We just mix up some things. That is, one is respecting others, respecting elders, respect, and then not being able to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So when your friend, she invites you something, come, let's go and, like, for example, be friends with non-mahrams, because it's okay for her, but it's not according to your teachings. It's not okay
She's
for you.
She's inviting you for something bad.
But still, you have a respect for that friend, and because of that respect, you're not able to say no to her. But in deep within you, when you're alone, you're getting hurt with this feeling, you know? So sometimes what you show to you agree. You agreed with your friend. But deep down, alone, when you're alone, you really don't want to be friends with normal. So sometimes we pretend to be something
that we aren't.
Negative with others, like because being friends with non-mahrams actually getting...
Crossing the borders with them.
Actually, it's important to get to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hadith that says, "Man arafa nafsa,
faqad
arafa rabbah."
Rabbah.
Like, whoever recognizes himself recognizes his love.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to get to know yourself. And one more thing we should pay attention to over here is there might be people who are, you know, in our surroundings. They might talk bad about you.
Mm-hmm.
Or in contrast, you know, they might, you know, beat your trumpets. Like, they might boast you.
Yeah.
So this thing makes you proud of yourself. And, you know, in contrast, like, you know, when someone's talking bad about you, this might lower your self-esteem. So, but when you recognize yourself,
when
you know who you are,
yourself,
so these things, these factors doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's calling you, oh, you're such a great person, but in fact, reality, you know what you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's trash in my hand, I close my hand, there's trash in my fist, and someone comes and tells me there are diamonds in your hand. So that, just by him telling me something, that trash doesn't change into diamonds.
Yeah, exactly. Now this
is very important. So you know what is in your hands.
Yeah.
And in contrast, when there are diamonds and someone comes and tells me that there's trash in your hands, I know what it is. I know it's the diamonds in my hand.
Yeah.
So this thing, it doesn't affect me. And so we shouldn't let these things, like,
Affect us
or overcome us.
Yeah, so this is very important. No matter what other people have seen of me, what my family have seen of me, I should know my truth and then not be affected by whatever that comes from the outside world. Not to be too happy with the appreciation that comes to me and not to be too sad with the all the reproaches that gets to me. Let's go for a break. This is Back to Reality, and this is the last part, of course. Sister Zainab was about to say something. The problem with society.
Yeah, we have one of the problems in my society, like the society that I come in from. At the time of marrying someone, now girls believe, boys believe that they are starting a new life together. And now they reveal things they should have never been revealing to each other. Like they just want to step into new life, but they start revealing things. And then they say it's very important to be honest. It's very important to be revealing everything.
Yeah.
You never know what kind of... Actually, even in Islamic teachings as well, every truth is not meant to be said. Because Prophet Moses, probably, he was praying with a group for rain.
Yeah.
And then he gets a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there's one person in this group who is a sinner. And that's why your dua is not getting, answered. And now the person knows I am a sinner. He does the best thing a sinner can do. He apologizes to Allah.
Yeah.
And then it suddenly starts raining. And then Prophet Moses asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happened? And he says that the person apologized. That's why rain actually came down. And then Prophet Moses says, I want to know which person it was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he beautifully says here, when he was a sinner, I did not reveal him.
I didn't reveal him to you.
How can I reveal him now when he has apologized and actually come towards me?
Yeah.
This in itself teaches us a lot of things. What kinds of faces we should have, when, where, with whom, and how.
So, brother, in one sentence.
Just concluding our topic, we should just, see the situation and act accordingly.
Exactly. Yeah, and a step pretending, hypocrisy is not a very good thing.
One point concluding our discussion, I wanted to add the point that, we need to look at the situation and act accordingly. And sometimes it becomes necessary to pretend. Like being a Muslim or a Muslimah, when you're outside in the society, and sometimes you have to pretend. So there, even if you pretend, I say it's okay, there might be people who are, in our surroundings, they might talk bad about you.
Mm-hmm.
Or in contrast, they might, beat your trumpets. Like they might boast you.
Yeah.
So this thing makes you proud of yourself. And, in contrast, when someone's talking bad about you, this might lower your self-esteem. So, but when you recognize yourself, when you know who you are,
yourself,
so these things, these factors doesn't affect you.
Yeah. So that's all the time that we had for today. Thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us